WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by LongRoofing.com. Bring your plants indoors tonight. There's a freeze warning starting at 7, says National Weather Service meteorologist Kevin Witt.
This evening, temperatures will fall through the 30s relatively quickly. As a matter of fact, it looks like probably around the 9 or 10 p.m. time frame, we'll see temperatures reach the freezing level in a northwestern suburb.
Our complete forecast is just ahead. President Trump is vowing that from now on, when it comes to world trade, the United States will, quote, compete on a fair and equal basis.
We are not going to let the United States be taken advantage of anymore. I am always going to put America first, the same way that I expect all of you in this room to put your countries first.
Mr. Trump spoke at the APEC summit in Vietnam. Four women have now accused Alabama Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore of sexual harassment when they were teenagers and he was in his 30s. Aboard Air Force One earlier today, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the president believes we cannot allow a mere allegation to destroy a person's life. But then she added,
the president also believes that if these allegations are true, Judge Moore will do the right thing and step aside.
Moore is denying the allegations of decades-old sexual misconduct. The National Park Service is proposing to ban sports activities from the grounds of the Washington Monument permanently. And the Park Service also wants to raise reservation fees for use of its 28 athletic fields on the Mall and in Rock Creek Park. Big changes are coming to I-66 inside the Beltway the first week of December.
Motorists can now, who could not before, travel this roadway during peak periods as a single occupant, may now, by paying a toll, may travel through this segment.
With your Easy Pass, Virginia Department of Transportation Commissioner Charles Kilpatrick says this is the first time solo drivers will be allowed to use I-66 inside the Beltway during rush hour. Carpoolers will still be able to use the road for free with an Easy Pass Flex switched to HOV mode. On I-66 in Fairfax County, Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is going to try again to persuade the General Assembly to pass legislation to eliminate all state income taxes on military retirement income.
Not only is this a deserved benefit for our nation's heroes, but this bill will also help make Maryland more competitive with other states in our region that already offer this benefit.
The administration has introduced similar legislation each year, but it has yet to pass. The Air Force now admits it failed to carry out a standard procedure that could have prevented the Texas church shooter from buying guns.
The Air Force has come forward and said that domestic abuse charges the shooter was court-martialed 4 or 5 years ago should have been reported to the FBI. Days after the shooting, the Air Force confirmed it didn't report the charges, but now says it should have and didn't. This woman lives in Wilson County, where the shooting happened, and says it's heartbreaking that it could have been prevented.
There was a lot of things that slipped through the cracks, let's put it that way.
The focus in Sutherland Springs, though, remains on how to move forward and not dwell in the past. I'm Clayton Neville.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,462, the NASDAQ at 67.50. Sports, the Wizards crush the Lakers. Thursday night football, Seattle beats Arizona. NHL, the Caps host the Penguins tonight. WMAL News Time 7.04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Fall has arrived. That means shorter days and cooler temperatures for the DMV.
Very heavy showers and storms coming through here.
For Washington's most accurate and dependable forecast.
I'm Jeff.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stager.
Depend on WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-LONG, or head to longroofing.com.
Save up to 60% during the Mattress Warehouse Veterans Day sale, with mattresses starting at just $99 in stock to take home today, and over 30 queen mattresses for less than $799. Save up to $1,200 on select brands, including a free box spring. Mattress Warehouse Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer, now offering up to $500 off select Tempur-Pedic purchases, plus 0% financing and free delivery. Visit sleephappens.com to find a Mattress Warehouse store near you.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Vince Colonnais here. If you believe there are no guarantees in life, well, you haven't met Frank Prindle. If it's time to buy or sell your home, take my advice and contact Frank today. For a guarantee you can trust, itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
705 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway through Silver Spring into Bethesda. The crash, outer loop as you approach 270. That's been to the shoulder for a while, but they did need to get a tow truck in there, so still a bit of activity. That's why we have the delays as you come around. It's going to be right near Colesville Road and as you make the trip. Actually, it's almost back to University Boulevard now, so keep alert on that top side of the Beltway. Now, that's our slowest of the delays that I'm seeing this morning, not only on the Maryland Beltway, but Virginia Beltway. You look good, nice and light, lighter than normal. 66, a great trip out of Gainesville to the Beltway and even inside the Beltway. Enjoying the trip on 95 out of Stafford to and across the 14th Street Bridge. If you are heading into town, you are definitely up at speed and enjoying the pace. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold finish to the work week. Sunshine and 43 today. Also a little windy. Those winds may gust to 30 miles per hour. Clear tonight. Near record low temperatures, low to mid 20s, freeze warning 7 p.m. until 10 a.m. Saturday, sunshine Saturday at 42. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 47 in Alexandria, 42 and only 47 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by RE/MAX. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
at AM 630.
Good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, just in a few minutes from now, we'll be talking to Susan Ferriccio about everything that's going on in Washington. You hear the Alabama Senate race in total tumult now after new allegations by the Washington Post and the president traveling as tax reform continues to be debated. So many topics to hit with her. Lanny Davis joins us at 7:35 this morning. He's all happy about the Democrats winning this week, so we'll find out. We'll talk to him about what the future is for his party. Larry Michael at 7:45 will join us, voice of the Washington Redskins, to break down that game this weekend coming up on Sunday. 8:15, Rick Yount. He's a with Warrior Canine Connection. Interesting local story you're going to want to hear this on this observed Veterans Day. And then Stephanie Seldon Howard joins us at 8:35 this morning with Weight of Honor. Another Veterans Day interview you're not going to want to miss. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall. I'm Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walser. Oh, my.
All right, Mike McKay, just stop that.
Oh, my.
Stop it.
Is it here?
No, it's not. Everybody, who doesn't love Christmas, right? But the Christmas creep has got to stop. And this is one of my huge pet peeves. I cannot stand Christmas creep. You walk into some stores, they have Christmas trees up at Labor Day. You might as well just leave them up all year round.
I've seen some Christmas creeps. Usually, like during those like Santa drunken walks around the city.
You're my Christmas creep right now. But I've seen Christmas trees up in some stores in Labor Day. It's ridiculous. Just leave them up all year round. The reason I don't like Christmas creep, I love Christmas. The reason I don't like Christmas creep is because it's the commercialization of the secular part of Christmas. It has nothing to do with the real meaning of Christmas. It has nothing to do with the religious meaning of Christmas. And the more we Christmas creep, the more secular it becomes and the less religious it becomes. And it drives me crazy. And you're part of the problem, Vince. So, yay.
I can't wait to defend it.
So, a clinical psychologist out of England has done a study. And she said that they found that people who have to hear Christmas songs for months before the holiday arrives, especially people who work in stores where they just have that continuous loop. And you go to stores sometimes and it's nonstop Christmas music already. That that constant barrage of Christmas tunes too early in the season is stressful for people and it makes them depressed. Mike, I'm going to come over there and punch you. because it reminds people of all the things that they have to do before the holiday. Because Christmas, for a lot of people, is phenomenally stressful. You got to get cards out. You have to buy presents. You got the parties. You got to wrap gifts. You have to organize the travel. And that usually always falls on who? Oh, right. The mother. Mom in the family. Mom's the one who winds up with all this stuff. So hearing that in July, you're like, oh, my God, Christmas?
July.
Oh, They have Christmas trees up in like Lowe's and Home Depot at Labor Day. Mm-hmm. So you hear that, you're like, oh, Christmas. I just said to my husband last night, we don't have a Christmas card this year. We don't have a picture for a Christmas card. We got to get a Christmas card because I'm counting down the number of weekends to Christmas going, oh my God, I don't have enough time to get everything done that has to be done. The house has to be decorated. I have to make cookies. I have to do Christmas cards. I have to buy presents. I got to wrap the presents. Uh-huh. It's crazy. The last 2 or 3 years, we've gotten our Christmas tree up after Christmas because we don't have time.
Uh-huh.
So it is stressful. Because according to this clinical psychologist, you're spending all of your energy trying not to hear what you're hearing because it's not Christmas yet. And it is also, they also found that store workers are most at risk for being worn down by the songs. It makes it harder and harder for them to tune it out, and they become unable to focus on anything else.
Like Chinese water torture.
Also found that Christmas music is likely to irritate people if it's played too loudly and too early. Thank you. Someone has finally done this. Here's the deal. Christmas does not arrive until Santa arrives at the end of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and then Christmas can start. Always the rule in my house when I was a kid. We actually had a Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It was not just the run-up to Christmas. And because Christmas was a religious holiday in our family, not a merchandising
right.
feast, it probably bothers me more because I'm not into the secular part of Christmas. I believe it's a religious holiday.
Okay. All right, Mary. You've made your case. Thank you. Now I'm going to make
mine. Don't you point at me.
Now, who's the Christmas creep here, really?
You.
Because I'll tell you what. Christmas, incredible season. I wish it would go on. I always wish it would go on longer. It is one of the most wonderful times of the year. I enjoy it. I can't get the songs out of my head. And by the way, I've been listening to them for a long time, and I like listening to them every single year. Are there some exceptions? Totally. There's some songs I don't like replaying in my head, but unlike other music, this is the type of music to me that should get stuck in my head. I enjoy it. I like singing to it. I like whistling it. I like coming just at any random moment. I enjoy that part. Now, as to your thing about secular and taking away the true meaning of Christmas, of course that's a risk. And you shouldn't do that.
But you're willing to take that risk.
No, I'm saying that as a society, we've strayed from what the point of Christmas is oftentimes. But I'd rather have a society that's focused on Christmas in even the smallest way than one that isn't focused on it at all. So you have a society that's increasingly not even thinking about God in any way. The more children hear Christmas music, including children who grow up in households where they're never even exposed to religion, at some point they might just ask that question, what is Christmas about?
Okay, Tiny Tim.
What's the point of it? Well, there's a story at the bottom of all of this.
Wait, so you think a parent that raises a child in a household that's atheist or Jewish or Muslim is going to tell them the story of Jesus because it's Christmas?
Well, how do you avoid it?
Pretty sure they're not going to. It's just a winter celebration. That's what it is in our schools now. It's a winter celebration with snowmen.
Well,
and snowflakes, and that's what it's about.
Well,
it has nothing to do with religion.
When you stray that far, that's a problem. But if you hear the word Christmas, what does the word Christ mean? What is the prefix about? Is nobody intellectually curious anymore? Do you think so low of your fellow man that you don't think that they will ever have that thought?
How many stores have Christmas signs up? Are they all happy holidays? They're holiday parties now for companies. They're not Christmas parties. They're holiday parties. They're end of year celebrations.
You're straying,
they're
Mary Walter.
They're not Christmas.
You're straying. This is a Christmas straw man. You're venturing away from the point that Christmas music itself is the gateway drug to thinking about what Christmas really means. And I like it. And I enjoy it. And by the way, all those women that you were talking about who are constantly getting frantic, the mothers who have to worry about what they have to do and take care of people, for a lot of those mothers, a lot of those women, it's the big show. It's the time of year when they get to succeed, when they get to bring something to the whole family, when they have something that they've prepared, that they've been earnestly getting ready for, and they're able to bring that talent to the table. Whether it's inviting the whole family, providing that coveted dinner that everyone talks about for the rest of the year and can't wait for next year, or bringing those gifts to all the people that they do so frequently with so much work, I agree, but they enjoy it because it's fulfilling.
And I would like to note you didn't mention Jesus once in that little reason of why women enjoy it. Just saying. You talked about the food. You talked about the presence. You didn't talk about Jesus.
Because that's what you talked about, Mary Walter.
Uh-huh. I rest my case. 7:15 on WMAL. I win. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Are you with me, Jamie?
I have never heard of Christmas creep. That's my favorite thing I've heard lately. That is perfect. I don't like Christmas creep. Don't like it
at all.
I love it.
Drives me nuts. Okay, here we go. On the Beltway, Maryland, this is really our slowest stretch traffic we had this morning. Not only the Friday light, but a lot of people off observing the Veterans Day holiday. So on the outer loop, as you head out of Silver Spring past Connecticut Avenue, we're still focusing on the earlier crash, which had been cleared to the shoulders. But from time to time, we get a tow truck in there, had a couple cars to remove. 270, not a delay. Out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. And that's the same story with 66, Greenway Toll Road, 95, 395, nice and light. Oh, also, if you're taking Metro Rail, you may have a little extra time to wait. They're operating on a Saturday schedule, trains every 6 to 15 minutes. However, it's off-peak fares all day long. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today it's going to be sunny with a high of 43. The winds, though, may gust up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, clear but near record low temperatures. We have a freeze warning from 7 p.m. until 10 a.m. tomorrow with lows in the low to mid-20s. For Saturday, sunny, a high of 42, and Sunday, mostly cloudy, a high of 50. Currently in our nation's capital, 46 degrees at 7:16 on WMAL.
Want to unlock the secrets to a successful retirement? Listen to Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish from Abish Financial Services, Sunday afternoons at 5 here on WMAL.
The Christmas debate rages on.
And I'm bringing Susan Ferriccio into it. Susan Ferriccio, Chief Congressional Correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Welcome back.
Hey, good morning, you guys.
All right, so before we go anywhere, I need to know, are you pro-Christmas creep, meaning Christmas before even Halloween, or do you think Christmas starts as soon as Thanksgiving dinner's done?
Well, I think the creep has gotten out of hand. I mean, I see decorations in the stores the day after Halloween. Oh. So I am all in favor of waiting till after Thanksgiving. I think there's so much overload that we need to just keep it to that short few weeks before Christmas.
Layers of fun.
I knew there was a reason I like you. All right. Thank you for that. So now you're allowed to stay.
Awesome.
let's talk about Roy Moore and what's going on with Roy Moore and these allegations. And the Republicans acting like Republicans and saying, well, if this is true, he's got to go. We're not going to know if it's true until well after the election. Where is the support from the Republicans?
Well, you know, he never had a lot of enthusiastic support in the Senate. He wasn't the establishment pick. Remember, Mitch McConnell, the majority leader, had backed Luther Strange, who is the incumbent who was appointed to the seat. So he never had a lot of enthusiastic support. He kind of had some lukewarm backing from senators after he won the primary. It was really interesting yesterday because we were all in the hallways waiting for the senators to come out from the tax briefing. And the way that this evolved was fascinating. The story came out. We were all reading it on our phones, and we started asking senators about it. And it quickly evolved from senators saying, well, I haven't read the story yet. And then within a few minutes, they were all saying, you know, if it's true, he needs to step aside. It was really, really pretty quick, the way they dropped him like a hot rock, as Mitch McConnell once said about Donald Trump. And what was also really interesting was this, and this never happens, Mitch McConnell came out of the Senate chamber during a vote to talk to reporters. Now, he avoids us. You know, he never talks to us in the hallways. He only does these formal things at the microphone. He came out to the scrum, to this giant scrum of reporters, to give a statement saying that Roy Moore should step aside if the allegations are true. So they were taking a very strong stance against this pretty quickly. And it was in part because he was never, you know, a well-liked candidate to begin with. And the way the allegations look right now, I think Republicans are quite fearful that it could cost them the seat or just hurt the party.
These conditional calls for him to step down, though, aren't going to do much good in light of the fact that he says they aren't true. So he's basically saying, look, this is not true. This is defamation. I'm going to keep running. So what are Republicans left with in terms of options?
Right. Now, you remember, Roy Moore was, again, not the establishment pick, and he won anyway. He was sort of this defiant candidate running against the establishment. So what's to say he's going to drop out now that people are presenting allegations that are decades old that he claims are not true.
Right.
So it sounds like he's staying in at this moment. President Trump said he should step aside if the allegations are true also, or do the right thing. It's a big question. There could be a write-in candidacy. Republicans could get behind something like that. But there's no telling what his supporters think. If they feel that this is a plot to throw him out by the Republican establishment, there's been a lot to talk about that. So there's a lot of there's some doubt about the allegations, not
yes.
by people who are questioning the victims, obviously, or so-called victims, but by people who back Roy Moore and feel like that there's long been an effort to push him out, and this is just another one of those efforts. So you have those two storylines going on.
Yeah, and it's a surprise delivered in the month before the election itself. So let's switch over for a moment to taxes, because the Senate Republicans released their own version of a tax bill yesterday. What is the biggest difference here between the Senate and the House version, and what's more likely to be what they go closer to?
The big difference and the thing that might get changed is the corporate tax rate. Both chambers cut it to 20%, but the Senate delays it to 2019. That Republicans in the House tell me that's a non-starter for them. Also, Republicans in the Senate are telling me they don't like that either. They want the corporate tax rate to hit right away so that it would spur economic growth, wage growth, job growth that they say it will. That's the biggest problem I see right now. When I first talked to senators who just walked out of the room, the things they said that bothered them the most was that corporate tax rate. And you may see a change there. However, Republicans did it that way so that it would change the way it costs the Treasury. You know, if you delay it, you delay the cost impact as well. I see that as the one that may go down or be at least part of a compromise with the House bill.
But it doesn't really make the people happy, because they want to see tax relief now. They want the money back in their wallets now. And there's a piece in the Washington Post about how the upper middle class feels like they're going to be the ones that are footing the bill for this.
Well, this is a fascinating way they've done this, because they wanted to aim it at the middle class, that family of four making under $60,000 a year. However, there are people in districts. This is going to pit district against district in the House. It already has. These upper income districts like San Diego, parts of New Jersey, parts of New York, where people are paying, their bracket actually goes up a couple percentage points, and they're losing part of their deductions on property and all of their deductions on state local income taxes. So they may be that small group of people who's going to pay more, who is not going to get a cut. That's right. You're going to see pushback from them. But the Republican leadership in general says, hey, well, they're the higher income earners, so we're still aiming this bill at lower middle class or middle class and people trying to get there. So who's going to really complain about this? They wrote this to shield themselves from criticism from the Democrats, but they are kind of hitting the upper income earners in their own party. That's absolutely correct.
Yeah, and in those states, even in Maryland too, people who are making what's considered upper middle class, apparently, but nobody gives us any numbers as to what's middle class, what's upper middle class. Nobody gives you any numbers. You know, middle class in the state of Maryland goes as high as almost $158,000, and that's considered middle class in Maryland. Well, according to Washington, you know what? You can get rid of some. You have extra money you don't need.
Right. And that's part of the frustration here. This is a smaller group of people, though, in Congress. And it's all about the numbers, Mary. It's how do they come up with the votes? And those folks are outnumbered by everybody else, basically. And that's what this is going to boil down to. You will lose people who represent those districts.
Yeah.
They won't vote for it. But everybody else will.
This is what happens when you can't afford lobbyists. You lose out when these negotiations come down to it. Thank you very much, Susan Ferriccio, for giving us a update on everything going on in Congress.
You're welcome. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, chat with you soon. More ahead, 7:23 on WML.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, save $10 instantly on 2 Trikoonix premium quality wiper blades. Advance also offers free wiper blade installation with purchase on most vehicles at most locations. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com for details. Valid now through November 29th.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up.
That's a dream come true.
Introducing GigSpeed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest gig speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
It's 7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, Jamie Witness in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Laurel, on the southbound Laurel Bowie Road. As you come up to Cherry Lane, that's where crews are clearing a crash. We do have a little bit of volume associated, so just be prepared. Again, southbound Laurel Bowie Road, southbound 270. It is great. You don't often hear me say that, so enjoy the trip. Frederick, down to the Beltway, you're up at speed. Now, on the Beltway, our slowest stretch of the entire Beltway, Maryland, as you head from Silver Spring to Bethesda. And that's due to the crash. We had two of them, actually. Outer after Connecticut Avenue, and then also coming off of the ramp from southbound Connecticut Avenue to the outer loop. You're still seeing that activity. That's why we can't quite shake these delays. Virginia Beltway wide open, so no troubles there. Here's the scoop on Canal Road. Now, there was work scheduled to begin at 6 a.m., and it didn't. So I've been watching Canal Road closely, but they're getting ready to block it off between Arizona Avenue and Foxhall Road. WSSC is doing an annual flushing of the pipes in that area. So they do expect to have Canal Road again. They're trying to close that off now between Arizona Avenue and Foxhall Road. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny skies only going up to 43. Winds may gust to 30 miles per hour. Tonight clear, near record low temperatures. Freeze warning tonight. Overnight low, low to mid-20s. Jeff Eno for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it's 46 degrees at 726 on WMAL.
It's that season again. Get a head start on Black Friday at Cabela's pre-Black Friday sale. Because long before the hunt, there was a gift that started it all. Cabela's pre-Black Friday sale. Your one stop before the field. Save $100 on Smith & Wesson M&P Shield pistols, plus receive $75 in Cabela's bucks. Save 20% on all Kent shot shells and 40% off Cabela's 10-point series camo. Plus, enjoy 14 days of incredible daily deals. Shop in-store and at Cabela's.com.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
You have no desire to do anything to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauvé at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BollAndBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Coming up on WMAL, we're going to be joined by Lanny Davis. We have a lot to talk to him about. And also, the voice of the Redskins, Larry Michael, is coming up as well at 7:30. And that means it's time for WMAL News.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. It's going to be very cold overnight tonight. In fact, we're under a freeze warning overnight starting at 7 this evening, says National Weather Service forecaster Kevin Witt.
We're expecting this cold, dry air to be coming in pretty quickly and forcefully, but over the period of the next 24 to 36 hours, these cold temperatures will stick around until that high pressure moves offshore.
Our complete forecast is just ahead. President Trump is sending out a strong message on trade at a meeting of Asia-Pacific countries in Vietnam.
Simply put, we have not been treated fairly by the World Trade Organization. Organizations like the WTO can only function properly when all members follow the rules and respect the sovereign rights of every member.
Mr. Trump says the U.S. will insist on fair and equal trade policies going forward. The White House says President Trump believes Republican Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore should step aside if sexual misconduct allegations against him are true. This after a woman accused Moore of initiating a sexual encounter with her when she was 14 and he was 32.
There are also three other women with allegations. They, at the time, were between 16 and 18 years old. They say that they either dated him or tried to date him, and at least two of them kissed him. Obviously, very problematic for a man, for a candidate in this race who has centered his campaign, his life, around biblical teachings, around morals, and his Christian values.
Correspondent Alex Marquardt, Roy Moore denies all the accusations. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is trying again to get the General Assembly to pass a bill that would eliminate the state income tax on all military retirement income. Hogan says he's been pushing for that since he first ran for governor.
I said that I wanted to eventually reach the point where we could do away with income taxes on all retirement income, just as many other states have done.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 23,462. The NASDAQ at 67.50. Sports sponsored by LifeLock. The Wizards pound the L.A. Lakers. Thursday night football, the Seahawks beat the Cardinals, and the Caps host Pittsburgh tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
A recent data breach may have compromised the identities of millions of people. Freezing your credit may not be enough. Identity theft goes beyond credit fraud, like selling your info in the dark web. Help protect your identity. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code RISK to save 10%.
Ever open a kitchen cabinet and your pans fall out on the floor? Or reach for spices in the back and everything falls out? And if you're nervous about entertaining for the holidays because your countertops are in such sad shape, we can help. Whether your kitchen needs a little spruce up or a major remodel, experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can help. Check out our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, including kitchens, baths, wet bars, entertainment centers, and more. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation with an experienced designer who will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Hey, federal employees. Open season's almost here. Are you ready for a different kind of health plan? One that understands what you need and what you can pay for it? We can help. At AetnaFedsLive.com, you can chat with us online. Join a webinar or schedule a one-on-one consultation. So together, we can find the right plan for you. Aetna Federal Plans. Get the health plan that gets you at AetnaFedsLive.com. Health benefits and health insurance plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company and its affiliates. Plans contain exclusions and limitations.
Republicans in Congress just released a new plan for tax reform. What's in it for you? Deductions for families? Doubled. So your first $24,000 of income is tax-free. Child tax credits? Increased. Tax returns? Simplified. Loopholes? Closed. So everybody pays their fair share. Small business taxes? Cut. Investment for new job creation? Boosted. And most important, America's middle class gets real tax cuts. Read the plan for yourself at passtaxreform.org. It's a simpler, fairer tax code with independent analysis showing more than $1,200 in tax cuts for a typical middle-class family. That means more money in your pocket. It's time to modernize our tax code, make American businesses more competitive, and help bring jobs back from overseas. So thank Congresswoman Barbara Comstock. She's fighting for the middle-class tax cuts working Americans need. Paid for by American Action Network.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Let's begin Point of Rocks area on 15. That's where we're pretty much crawling here, trying to get across the bridge to go south on 15. And that's due to the crash. Watch for police direction alternating traffic. So again, coming across out of Point of Rocks over the bridge, over the Potomac with this heavy delay. Now, elsewhere, it's been lighter than normal as a lot of people are observing Veterans Day holiday today. No delay on 66 out of Gainesville through Falls Church in Arlington. 95, 395 wide open. Now, we do have a delay still on the Maryland Beltway, and that's due to accident activity. Outer loop after Connecticut Avenue. That had been to the shoulder for some time, but just not recovering here coming around from University Boulevard. In Laurel, better. Southbound Laurel Bowie Road at Cherry Lane, that crash gone, so you should be able to be just about up at speed now from heading through that stretch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny skies only going up to 43. Winds may gust to 30 miles per hour. Tonight clear, near record low temperatures. Freeze warning tonight, overnight low, low to mid 20s. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 43 in Springfield, 39 in Gaithersburg, 46 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. It is Friday. Congratulations. 7:45, Larry Michael, voice of the Redskins, is with us. At 8:15, it's Rick Yount. He is the executive director of the Warrior Canine Connection, and they train dogs to be companions and service animals for our veterans. At 8:35, Stephanie Seldon Howard. She's the director and producer of a new documentary out called Weight of Honor, and that is about the caregivers of our wounded veterans. Considering Veterans Day is tomorrow, both appropriate guests. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonnaise.
Hey, good morning. We're joined now, we're pleased to say, by a friend of the show, Lanny Davis. He's a former special counsel to President Clinton. He's a columnist for the Hill newspaper and the author of the forthcoming book, The Unmaking of the President 2016, How FBI Director James Comey Cost Hillary Clinton the Presidency. Lanny Davis, thanks for joining Mornings on the Mall.
Well, first of all, thank you for inviting me. I don't want to show my age because I actually have two younger boys as well as four grandchildren. So this is my second generation of children. But this is my fifth generation of WMAL morning show hosts. So congratulations to the two of you. And I hope if you have me on that you survive my interviews.
I can't wait to find out. I'm so excited now. Lanny, you know, this is a big week for Democrats. They notched a couple of victories. How do you score it? Why did Democrats pick up the governorships in Virginia and New Jersey?
Well, first of all, turnout, most importantly. Secondly, traditional Republican, middle-class or professional suburbanites have swung over to the Democratic Party. But to be realistic, Democrats have a lot of work to do to appeal to the rural voters, to lower income voters that should be part of the Democratic Party base, and which the only thing I can imagine giving President Trump credit for, but he deserves it, is he has won over the traditional Reagan Democratic working class voters in rural areas. And it's a remarkable turn of events of a realignment of Republican suburbs versus rural working class Democrats that now are voting for Donald Trump. So what happened in Virginia was turnout, that the Trump vote did not turn out. And the traditional Republican suburban vote that voted for Ed Gillespie 4 years ago, incredibly, not only turned out, but switched over and voted for Mr. Northam.
What also happened in Virginia is that the demographics got bluer. I mean, you had a tremendous amount of demographic shift. You had a lot more minorities have entered the state over the past couple of years. And as a result, you had some places like Loudoun County, which would have had a chance maybe in the past to be a toss-up here, simply blue. It goes for Ralph Northam by big numbers. And,
no doubt,
you got to wonder, as you look at this, is the Democratic Party relying on sort of a migration strategy to bolster its numbers?
So no doubt Democrats cannot be complacent. I go back to our soft spot. That is a serious problem for the Democratic Party. Even if you look at the map of Virginia by color, you see almost all red with blue splotches.
Right.
So there's no question that we have work to do. But I would say that what's remarkable is primarily almost overwhelmingly white suburban areas where there are few minorities, few African Americans, few Latinos, are swinging to the Democrats. It's a remarkable realignment between working class Democrats going Republican, the old Reagan Democrats, especially in rural areas, and the Republican base has been going back to Dwight Eisenhower, if not before, in suburban areas where suburbs really began in the 1950s and of course blew up. That's what's remarkable. These are primarily white, upper income, college educated professionals who voted Republicans on economic issues for over 50 years are now swinging Democratic.
In your piece in The Hill, you write that President Trump's base is shrinking. His base is shrinking every week, every month. But yet there's a theory that Ed Gillespie was an establishment candidate, and that's why he didn't get the Trump supporters in Virginia to vote for him.
Sure. There is some truth to that. And the turnout in Trump areas in Virginia was about the same as Donald Trump's turnout in some areas, but was down in other areas. So there's very much validity to what you said. But the Republican Party, you know, maybe has the opposite problem of the Democrats in terms of over-reliance on liberal Democratic voters, and that is over-reliance on rural areas, which are all red in Virginia, but they're not as many people who live in rural areas. That's what makes them rural. So they've got to find a way to crack the higher population, suburban, traditional Republican voter areas. And that's a serious problem, not because of issues, but because of Donald Trump's Twitter personal remarks that scare people, and that professionals who are Republican voters, economic conservatives, are voting Democratic. So I think both parties have something to take away from the Virginia votes. I don't think Democrats can be complacent.
Very quickly, along those lines, why would Republican voters vote for themselves higher taxes, fewer Second Amendment rights, just to send a message to President Trump?
Well, Mary, we Democrats believe in the Second Amendment. We also believe that assault weapons should have background checks and should not be available for purchase over the Internet. So we do agree with the Second Amendment, at least some of us do. So there's a little bit of disagreement between you and me, but your essential question is very, very insightful. Why do Republicans vote for Democrats who do not want to reduce taxes for upper income brackets the way this Republican tax bill would do? But why do working class Democrats who are not going to benefit as much as wealthier people in this tax bill? Now, that's just my argument. I know the Republicans on the Hill, who I respect, would disagree with me. But it is an interesting argument that each of the changing electorate seems to be voting against their economic interests. And my big quick maybe we can do this on another
Let's do that.
Cultural issues are dividing people from their economic interests. The cultural issues are divided.
Lanny Davis,
economic.
I hate to tell you, we're out of time, but we really appreciate yours, sir. And we'll just do this again sometime soon.
Yeah, we'd love to have you back.
Thank you very much.
Everyone survived. 744 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Columbia or Thursday in Reston. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative Reservoir Trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Get your home ready for the holidays. Get your carpet and rugs a deep-down professional clean from someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid right now and get 20% off any in-plant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, this is Ronnie Mervis. Since early last century, when my father Morris founded the Mervis Diamond Company at the mines in South Africa, our family has handled some of the world's finest diamonds. And because the diamonds are in Mervis hands all the way from Africa to Washington, we keep costs low, so you save. That's why Mervis Diamond Importers is the leading diamond dealer in the nation's capital. Clearly, Mervis Diamond Importers provides the best value. We cut our diamonds to the Mervis ideal standard. This makes our diamonds brighter and more brilliant. Our diamonds are the envy of the industry. So don't ever pay too much for an ordinary diamond when you can get a Mervis diamond from us. At Mervis, you'll find only the best. It always was so, and it always will be so. Someday, all diamonds will be sold the Mervis way. Mervis Diamond Importers. Mervis means more diamonds, much better quality, and the most value. Financing is available. Go to MervisDiamond.com to learn more. For an appointment, call 1-800-HER-LOVE. Nobody pays retail anymore. Why should you?
It is 7:45, time for WMAL Traffic and Weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Witten is in Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning to you, Jamie.
Good morning. Now, for overall, it's been lighter than normal, but we have a major problem. Loudoun County commuters with a road now completely closed, Route 15. Initially, they were trying to alternate traffic, but now we have two accidents. Just as you come off of Point of Rocks Bridge, out of Point of Rocks, traffic is at a standstill there. Again, they're not allowing anyone to get through. So thinking about your alternates for your morning travel there, we can get something to get by. Now that's 15 south of Point of Rocks. Elsewhere, let's come in from Leesburg, Route 7, great through Ashburn, no problems. 50 up through Chantilly, 66. Maryland, Route 4, Route 5 up to the Beltway. That's all been quiet. Beltway, heaviest stretch right now through Silver Spring, past Connecticut Avenue. Interloop, we have a brief delay. Hang with it here. What's happening is they're trying to clear the crash. Interloop, New Hampshire Avenue to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll hit 43 with sunshine today. Winds may gust to 30 miles per hour. Got a freeze warning that kicks in tonight. Clear skies, near record low temperatures, low to mid-20s. Tomorrow, sunshine. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 46 degrees at 747 on WMAL.
Good morning. We got the Washington Redskins facing off against the Vikings this weekend here in Washington, D.C. To set it all up for us, Larry Michael, the voice of the Redskins. Larry, since the last time we talked to you, what a game last weekend with the Redskins squaring off against the Seahawks and taking it from them. Just winning that thing through a combination of skill and luck.
Shows you how time rapidly flies by. Seattle played last night again.
Yeah.
So, and there was a good buzz off of that for several days. This week has been another week for the Redskins to get healthy, and you got a Minnesota team coming in. It's the salute service game, so there's been a full week of military appreciation activities the Redskins have been involved with every single day of the week. And it's a big game. They're 4-4, and Minnesota's won four straight. They're 6-2, so you got to find a way to get a win.
The question here, among many others, is how does that makeshift offensive line hold up against the Vikings this weekend?
Well, Vikings get a lot of sacks. Griffin's got 10 this year. You got a couple guys who could be back. Sean LaValle, I think, has improved. The left guard, I think the right guard, Brandon Scherff, is having a great year. He's improved. And we'll see about Trent Williams. So I think the Redskins will get some guys back this week, but it still won't be easy.
And whose game is this, offense or defense?
Well, that's a great question, Mary, because it's a team sport, right? It's a consummate team sport. So I think one thing the Redskins are going to have to do because of the pass rush that Vince talked about is get a running game going in this game, which they haven't been able to do over the last couple of games. That would be important, take some of the heat off of Kirk Cousins, who's just playing great. He's just taking a step up every game. And the Redskins' defense has to force some turnovers for the first time in several games. They won't be chasing a quarterback. Minnesota quarterback Case Keenum isn't a scrambler, but he's done pretty well. They've won four straight. So a different style of attack this week. I think the Redskins will be ready to play Sunday. I think this is a big game for them, back at home, home crowd support. And so, well, you want me to do the traffic?
Would you? So that's suggestive that this is a Vikings team with good pocket protection, and it's going to be hard to penetrate that offensive line.
Very good. Vince, you've been doing your homework.
Thank you.
They've only given up like 10 sacks, and they've got some weapons. They've got a kid named Stephon Diggs, who's a local product, went to Maryland in Good Counsel High School. He's electrifying. He's a great player. And so defensively, the Redskins have really taken a step up, I think, this year. You can see it week in and week out. It's good to see, because you can bring that defense every single week, and you're going to be in every game. And this is a unique opponent, and the coaches know each other very well. Mike Zimmer and Jay Gruden were together as the defensive coordinator and offensive coordinator at Cincinnati a few years back. They both got hired at the same time for head coaching jobs. So these guys know each other's games pretty well, so there's no secrets between these two teams.
The place that they're in now is at 4-4 means they're still fighting in playoff contention here. Every game matters, obviously, but going forward in terms of getting there. But they can't rely on the luck they had last week when you have a field goal kicker for the Seattle Seahawks who misses three in the same game. That's just not going to happen again. That's the one you get each year.
I don't see that as luck, Vince, okay? They've got to do better, and the Redskins had a few things not go their way as well.
That's
but
right.
If you get down to the end of the game and you have to score to win, and you do, you leave that game with a lot of confidence. Confidence is so important. So I think the Redskins' confidence this week is brimming. They got a couple tough games coming up, and you can't afford to lose any more games in the NFC for sure, or any games at all. So a big game coming up on WMAL Sunday, 1 o'clock kickoff, 12 o'clock with a pregame show. Cannot wait.
And you get to hear the voice that you just heard, Larry Michael, calling the game. Thank you, sir.
And if Colt McCoy's listening, hello, Colt.
Hey, Colt. Nice to talk to you. 7:51 on WMAL.
36 days after landing in one of the world's most dangerous places, U.S. Marine Corporal Jake Schick's life changed forever.
Yeah, I was severely wounded in Iraq, conducting combat operations in the Sunni Triangle in 2004.
His Humvee hit a landmine. Within 2 days, he was back in the United States for the first of nearly 50 surgeries.
Once I got back here, my real battle started.
Jake lost a leg and sustained traumatic brain injury. He spent 18 months in hospitals with family right beside him.
You need your family. You need your support system. You need people like the Fisher House.
Fisher House. It's a home away from home for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at no cost to families.
Just very thankful to the Fisher House for what they did for my family that entire time and for the things they continue to do.
You can help by making Fisher House your charity of choice on your CFC pledge form.
Fisher House, they were always there, so that was cool.
The CFC, Fisher House, and you. Find out how you can make a difference at fisherhouse.org.
Pat is an independent truck driver, and he owes the IRS a lot of money.
It was terrifying. I was going to have to sell my truck. They were going to take everything from us.
Good thing Pat listens to the radio.
I had been hearing the commercials, so I contacted Optima Tax Relief.
Optima stepped in and got to work on Pat's case.
The liens were taken off my bank account. My money was freed up. They were so good. They are the best at what they do.
Pat's completely mind-blowing IRS disaster taken care of by Optima Tax Relief.
Optima saved me an unbelievable amount of money. Talk about the relief.
In big trouble with the IRS? Listen to Pat.
You don't cut your own hair and you don't fight the IRS alone. I would recommend Optima. In fact, I already have.
Call Optima right now for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's 7:52. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. Happy Friday, Landon.
Hey there, Mary, and happy Friday to you as well. And on this observed Veterans Day today, stocks are poised to open lower on corporate tax cut doubts. Black Friday is officially 2 weeks from today. JCPenney just reported better results than Wall Street was expecting, and shares are up about 10% in the pre-market. As a sale day, Black Friday doesn't really mean much anymore. Walmart won't hand out wristbands to people in line anymore, and retailers have posted early deals online this week. Tiffany's Blue Box Cafe opened for the first time this morning at its New York City Fifth Avenue flagship store, so you can really have breakfast at Tiffany's. It's a fixed price of $29. The job market may be tight, but how you dress actually does matter. The New York Post says lookism plays into more than two-thirds of all hiring decisions. Hiring managers do care about how a person looks or presents him or herself. And Taylor Swift released her first album in 3 years at midnight. Reputation is already number one on the iTunes album chart this morning. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
I'm Matthew Corbett. I was overseas working with the Department of Defense, and UMUC had a really fantastic reputation within the military community. It continually got outstanding remarks from my peers, and it just appealed to me because I could continue to work and progress professionally. My MBA was a big step in my next promotion. For me, it had to be UMUC.
With an affordable, quality education from an accredited public state university, you can turn your dreams, like Matthew Corbett's, into reality at University of Maryland University College. Serving the military is in our DNA, offering higher education to our country's service members since 1947. With 90-plus programs and specializations, UMUC strives to provide you with support and resources that values your military experience, like our dedicated advisors, special military tuition rates, no-cost textbooks, and more. With classes online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, UMUC gives you the flexibility your schedule demands. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Learn more at umuc.edu/radio.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Marilyn, let's start first. Beltway, we still have that stop-and-go topside as you head through Silver Spring to Bethesda, past Connecticut Avenue, Interloop New Hampshire Avenue. That crash is to the shoulder into Largo on the Beltway. Have the crash. It's out of the travel lanes, but do have a little bit of delay as you approach and pass 214 Central Avenue, so you know, because you're coming up on that at speed. Virginia Beltway wide open. Now, we have a couple problems. Virginia in the Point of Rocks area, please avoid until they can clear these two accidents south of Point of Rocks. 15 is closed in each direction. And here we go, Canal Road. They were scheduled to start at 6, but now it is officially closed off. So we got a little extra time, but now Canal Road closed between Arizona Avenue and Foxhall Road heading into Georgetown. That's closed until 2 p.m. as WSCC is doing some water work in that area. Update sponsored by TheraWorks Relief to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet. Use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny skies, only going up to 43. Winds may gust to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, clear, near record low temperatures. Freeze warning tonight, overnight low to mid-20s. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, getting colder, 44 degrees at 7:56 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know the holidays are going to be here in the blink of an eye. So is your home ready for entertaining your family and friends? Listen, don't be embarrassed by dirty carpets. Just call Zero Res and they'll have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. They've done it for me. And let me tell you, Zero Res Clean is the best. Zero Res will have your old carpets looking new again. Don't spend all that money replacing your carpets when all you need is a Zero Res Clean. Traffic marks, pesky stains, odors, allergens, and mold will all be removed with a Zero Res Clean. Don't have carpets? That's no problem. A Zero Res Clean can also work wonders on hardwood floors, tile, and grout. Call Zero Res right now. Ask for the WMAL special. Get 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $159 plus a hallway clean for free, or for a limited time only. Get 25% off any other Zero Res cleaning. Plus, this November, Zero Res is offering additional discounts to our veterans, military, and first responders. Minimum supply, call 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com.
Save up to 60% during the Mattress Warehouse Veterans Day Sale, with mattresses starting at just $99 in stock to take home today, and over 30 queen mattresses for less than $799. Save up to $1,200 on select brands, including a free box spring. Mattress Warehouse Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer, now offering up to $500 off select Tempur-Pedic purchases, plus 0% financing and free delivery. Visit sleephappens.com to find a Mattress Warehouse store near you.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this door of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Eras. They're defined by accomplishments, by victories, by those with the energy to power a dream. We were America's third largest capital investor in 2016. At NextEra Energy, we're helping ensure that the next energy to power our dreams will be American energy. This is our era. This is America's energy era. Go to NextEraEnergy.com to see how we're investing in America's energy era.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
Vince, tell him what's coming up on WMAL.
Well, we've got an update on that Rand Paul story. The idea that it was, you know, yard refuse, that's been destroyed, but now new charges may be coming. We'll tell you about it.
And also, you know what? Veterans Day, that is tomorrow. We have a couple of guests who are very appropriate for Veterans Day, and they've got some projects.
Oh, yeah.